This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, this past Monday, we woke up to a very bad reality. A very bad reality here. But as bad as it was here, it is worse elsewhere currently. Now, let's set the stage, though. There should be no argument as to whether or not something should be done to prevent these tragedies that happen, though finding a solution that makes a compromise between rights to a citizenry to live unmolested and the desire for the citizenry not to have a minuscule chance of being killed while going about their lives, that's where the struggle comes in. You see, there's some people out there that will make up a right to a risk-free life, which is completely crazy. Now, in the wake of, you know, the shooting politicians, journalists and critics alike each lined up to present their arguments against the role of firearms in modern society. Our grief isn't enough. We must put politics aside. Stand up to the NRA. Work together to try to stop this from happening again. There you have two-time loser Clinton, whose bylaws establish it's, you know, an organization who say they exist to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. A journalist from Market Watch continued on in the same tone, penning a thoughtful column, which could be summarized by quoting it saying, "Hardly anyone wants to take away your family shotgun. And almost no one wants to take away your hunting rifle either. Most don't care about it at all. And assuming you are a normal, mentally stable individual, hardly anybody wants to take away the pistol or the handgun you keep for home defense." But despite the opinions placing blame on the pro-Second Amendment charity, there exists a struggle an ocean away that is demonstrating just why the right to keep and bear arms is of such importance to our fledgling republic. Just over two centuries ago, the private ownership of arms allowed a continent of underrepresented and overtaxed citizens to rebel against their government and begin the American experiment that we've been living. Although the Constitution establishing the right to keep and bear arms has often been the basis for maintaining their private ownership for self-defense, the right was thought to be there to protect the people from the government rather than each other and given to them by God. More of an affirmation of what they already knew. As the world moves towards more democratic and just ways, it may seem difficult to imagine the need to rebel against a government in a civilized society, but the Catalans are experiencing this just now. They're fueled by a familiar feeling of taxation without representation. Those in the Catalans feel they would be best served standing on their own as a country. As their region continues their spotted history with Spain, they found their shores lined with thousands of Spanish police officers sent by Madrid to stop what the Spanish courts have declared an illegal and unconstitutional referendum to secede from the country. To that end, the government of the Catalans has indicated that 844 people were injured by Spanish police in efforts to shut down polling stations, remove people from polls, and dissipate civil unrest from the aforementioned. As far as Spain is concerned, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy? I don't know. Democracy won today because the Constitution was upheld. Ultimately, the Spanish Constitution allows the government to suspend the powers of the regional government. With no democratic recourse for what the Catalans perceive as a tremendous slight by the British government and no constitutional right to arms, their choices have narrowed to hoping the international community can influence Madrid, rebelling against the government in a one-sided battle, or continuing to suffer under conditions that force one oppressed citizenry into its position to become the greatest country in the world. As for our country, Trump made his position on allowing regional governments to secede clear, as he sided with Rajoy, saying it would be foolish for Catalans to try to leave Spain. But we will see. But it doesn't really matter. Right now in Catalonia, you hear him here on a regular basis, Stephen D'Andrilli's vacationing there in Barcelona, and the Guardia Civil are on one side of the street, and the Catalonians are on another side of the street. And the Catalonian fire departments and police are trying to defend their citizens from the Spanish police, but the Spanish police just attack them too, because they preempt all of that coming from Catalonia. So basically, these people can only hope for the international community to shame Madrid into letting them go, because they cannot force the issue. They can't make it happen. It's not going to happen based on that. So, anyway, that's why it is so important for us to be armed. In the in the founding days, it was just farmers. They didn't have the kind of sophisticated hardware that we can now get our hands on. I saw that. I saw about Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine, the former vice presidential candidate, he said that the shooter was stopped because he didn't have a silencer. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. I always thought Tim Kaine was an idiot. Where's he? Who does he represent? He's a senator for some state, I'm sure. And whoever keeps electing him, listen, take a look at yourselves. You got a clown out front. He's out front representing you. Anyway, I digress. In the days of the founding, a very simple people with a very simple amount of equipment just, they shocked the world. Britain was an empire. They were everywhere. Their navy was a mighty force to be reckoned with. Everywhere they went, they did nothing but expand their reach. And then against a bunch of farmers and a bunch of forward-thinking people who just wanted to be free, who left Europe, who left the UK to get away from that, and got here and then found out the UK followed them. And they said, we don't want you here no more, go away. And then they made it happen. In Catalonia, that is not going to happen. Anything they do is going to be met with force. They may win some things in the beginning due to overwhelming numbers. But we will see. And there's already violence going on there. We should all decry violence whenever we see it, no matter in what shape it takes. We should decry violence. But going forward, watch what happens in Catalonia. Watch what happens here. The world is a very iffy place. Go out and buy yourself. If you don't already have it, go get a rifle. Yeah, go get one of those evil rifles. And go train. Go train is good exercise. It'll keep your ticker going well. And you'll have some fun. And you don't have to, you don't need me to tell you what you get on the other side as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go! Mercy Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation. Civilian or professional, an Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. The big question, of course. The one that keeps getting asked. The one that everybody keeps asking. I guess. I don't know. Certainly seems like a few people do. What in the world of gun control would have worked? I already know the answer to that. John Lott agrees with me. He said, he claims that gun violence is not a problem that can be legislated away. He also said that it's Democrats pushing gun control that don't have America's best interests at heart. He said, we don't know all the facts yet. What is going to happen is Democrats are trying to push for this poison pill. The main reason they push for these reforms is because they want to make it costly for people to go and buy guns. This, he said to the Daily Caller News Foundation. Background checks are presented as simple and cheap, but they're actually a way of pricing out potential gun owners by charging them higher rates for approval. In some cases, it can cost up to $175 to do a background check on a private transfer. These are real costs. If your budget is $500, the gun you found is $450, you can't afford to do the background check, so you can't buy the gun. Therefore, it's not legal if they had that. It may not stop some people, but it will stop people that are poor, which might mean people in high crime areas. Under Obama, you had things like the Social Security rule that said if people got help from their finances, they couldn't go buy a gun. 2 million people on Social Security would have been banned from buying a gun, and they've been doing the same things to veterans. Democratic lawmakers like Chris Murphy and Dick Blumenthal of Connecticut have already started insisting on gun legislation, along with Pocahontas. Yeah. And Murphy said on MSNBC that the idea of a mourning period was just a tool used by the gun lobby to delay talk of reform. And he also released a statement less than 24 hours after the shooting, urging Congress to get off their butts and do something. Connecticut State Senator Joe Markley, who is currently running for lieutenant governor, opposes Murphy's gun control agenda and told the Daily Caller News Foundation that it's ill-advised to assume the government can fix this problem. I've read this maniac has been through background checks and there was nothing to flag him, so this idea that more background checks are banning certain types of guns will stop someone like this isn't true, he said. So, simply intellectual dishonesty. Doing more of the same and enacting laws that aren't working only serves to harass law-abiding citizens, and Murphy knows this. He's banking on the fact that the public is confused enough to buy his rhetoric because it sounds good, but in the end it doesn't produce results. Markley, and this is a very novel idea he's got, he thinks that mass shootings and mental breakdowns can be linked to society's newfound dependence on technology. That, coupled with the erosion of spirituality, have created a recipe for disaster. He said, it may be the price of the kind of society that we live in nowadays. What has made an awful lot of people unable to function has left them in a state of extreme depression. Most people are in need of medication to deal with their day-to-day lives, and I think that is something at the root of society that's gone wrong. The fading of religious faith has left a hole in people's lives that has gnawed at them and led to ridiculous acts of violence like the one we saw in Nevada. That is truly, to me, a good look at it. I like that. Once again, back to Tom Brokaw. He doesn't think it's a good idea for us not to discuss gun control in any way, shape, or form. It seems we're all just too unreasonable to sit down and let our gun-grabbing betters tell us what to do. He stated Monday that gun owners get too emotional to talk to those who are on more reasonable ground. He said, it's amazing what you can buy at a gun show or illegally from other people. I don't know how those are the same thing, to be honest with you. He continued, we can't have that conversation because it immediately becomes so emotional between the gun owners of the America who are protected by the NRA and other people saying there ought to be more reasonable ground. I'm a gun owner. I don't have one of the AR-15s. I don't need them, but almost all my friends out there have that kind of weapon. It's good to know that there's somebody out there, like Tom Brokaw, telling us all that reasonable ground, that's where we need to be on this issue. After all, it's kind of confusing right now with all the progressives who are blaming the NRA for the shooting, despite the fact that no one knew anything about just what the shooter had, where he got it, or anything else. Or maybe Brokaw meant we should be open to reasonable discourse like these folks, like Greg Morelli, As soon as I heard it was country music, I felt relief. White people shooting white people isn't terror. It's community outreach. Or how about this tweet that we saw where one tolerant leftist said she wanted every Trump supporter dead? Is that the brand of reasonable ground we're supposed to meet people on? Here's the fact of the matter. We have been reasonable. We have met gun control advocates on supposedly reasonable ground, despite the plain text of the Second Amendment saying the people's right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We continue to meet on that ground because compromise at one time is considered to be good. But what happened was that we were like a kid trying to compromise with a bully over our birthday cake. He wants the cake, but it's ours, so we decide to compromise, and he splits it. And he says, okay, takes his half of the cake and leaves. But a short time later, he comes back and wants the cake. Again, we compromise and give him half. Then he returns wanting what's left, so we compromise again to give him half of that. And that now left with an eighth of a cake when the bully returns, we refuse to budge anymore, only to have the bully blow up about how we're being so unreasonable. The gun control crowd, what they're offering is to take our rights away. Those of us who did nothing are now fighting to hold on rights because of the act of a madman. A compromise means both sides give up a bit, but all the gun grabbers aren't going to do that. The best we see from them is that instead of demanding a ban on everything, they'll let us keep something. And that is not much of a trade. But by all means, continue on and continue to talk about how we should meet on reasonable ground. Because we've already done that. We didn't think it was very reasonable. And I think most of us are done stepping backward. I know I am. when I hear people on my side that start talking, and this is like Guy Benson, who doesn't know. It just irritates me. Get out of the way and shut up and let those of us who know how to fight this fight do it. How about that? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I think my boss wanted to toss it all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Lock and Load. Now, I want to tell you something. We've been having this discussion in the chat room, and we're talking about things like H.R. 38, which is still in committee, and it has nearly gained enough sponsors on this to force a vote. And at 218, it passes. So, that's a good thing. And it will pass out of committee, and it will pass the House. That doesn't mean it's won. That just means it gets past the House. The SHARE Act hasn't been scheduled for a vote yet. I have never served in Congress, but I'd be willing to bet that there are so many things on the docket because they move so glacially slow that it isn't that it has been shelved. It's not alone. It just hasn't been scheduled yet. Now, for everybody that's sitting around and wondering, why aren't they moving? Why aren't they doing this? Remember this. Every one of these guys in Congress, with a very few exceptions, Dave Bratt, that replaced Eric Cantor, the guys that are in the Freedom Caucus, Jeff Duncan, people like that, every one of them are to a very large degree establishment Republicans. They might have come in on the Tea Party wave, but that was 7 years ago. 7 years is a long time to sit around and maintain a lot of enthusiasm. Some of these guys will sit back. A lot of people have been giving Trey Gowdy a lot of guff because he says certain things can't happen. What he is stating is a fact, as he knows it. This guy's a prosecutor. He's not somebody that gets out there and despite what you may see on YouTube, for him, some things are just not even worth considering because he just doesn't believe they will happen. And he was that way when he started, when he was new and fresh and all this other stuff. The Tea Party was a wake-up call for the Republican Party. Donald Trump was a big bucket of water that landed on their head. And to his credit, he shames them on a regular basis. But they all think he's uncouth. They all think he's beneath them. It's just the mere fact of the matter is that, and they, everybody in the House is up for recall every 2 years. So what do? We become quite icy. There's two things we can borrow from the Alinsky type mind process, if you want, through the mindset, whatever you want to do. One is we can keep the pressure on the people that are in office today. Keep the pressure on. Every one of you have one member of the House and two senators. And all you have to do is make the time during the week to call them and speak to the staff. The staff will get it. It does. It's not going to happen instantaneously. Don't look for that. How long did it take us to get where we were incrementally? We are not going to get it back overnight, not in one shot. If you want to do that, that means some bloody stuff, and nobody wants that. So, but here's the thing. When we put Trump into office, we were firing a shot across the establishment's bow. They don't like it. They think that when Trump is out of the way, whenever that is, that they can go back to business. A lot of them are sitting around trying. They were sitting around trying to figure out a way after he won the election to get the delegates to flip. They were trying to figure out a way to get him knocked out, even though he was the nominee in the primaries. All this other stuff. They've tried everything they can, and they can't budge him. And that's because you guys elected somebody that doesn't care what they think, which was a great thing to do. What is this? This is the 10th month. This is the 9th month he's been in office. And he has had to fight every obstruction. He's had to fight every distraction. They're still going on with the Russia thing. Burr, I heard Burr saying, well, you know, we have to make sure. Well, we already know. Because you keep coming up with no evidence and you keep saying, well, we have to continue to look. Right now, Mueller is looking at the pardoning power of Trump, which we already know what that is. And we're paying for him to look at something that's a waste of time. 3 phone calls a week. Whether your representative or your senator is receptive to it or not. Continually pounding on these guys. Because next year, by the end of the first quarter, these guys are going to be in full on primary mode. Full on re-election mode. And a bunch of them are going to get primaried, and a bunch of them are going to be fired. And that may not be enough to move things. But if you want, this is a marathon fight. This is a 10-rounder. If you want to go for the knockout, it's going to be bloody. I want to go for the knockout. Don't kid yourself. I want to go for the knockout. But at the same time, unless, you know, I keep saying this, and this is horrible to say. A lot of these politicians never thought that real life intruded upon them until Alexandria. Especially for the ones that were there. Now they know real life is really there for them. Nancy Pelosi is finding out about real life. Haven't heard too much out of Schumer lately. Warren and all these other guys are trying to push single payer, which is slavery, just plain out slavery. We're hard to learn things. It's very hard for us to pick up the lessons. But one thing you have to understand is that this is not going to be something that happens overnight. And in our corner is Plan B. The Jeffersonian principle. You know, Jefferson thought that we would have revolution every 20, 30 years just to try to keep the republic going. That has proven not to be the case. We were really good at getting comfortable. We were really good at getting complacent. I have been just as complacent as anybody. Because it's really easy to do. And then one day you wake up. And the biggest problem for the establishment Republicans right now today that are not moving the chains is that they don't want that. They don't understand that we are woke. They don't understand that we're not looking at them and accepting the status quo anymore. We're not willing to put up with this anymore. And for them, you know, they're sitting back and thinking, once in a little while, because it's always been this way. It has always been this way. All of these guys that have been in office for more than one term that have been malfeasant always seem to get reelected because we have a short memory. And they're expecting that to happen again. And if you don't want that to happen again, don't let it happen again. Put a price to their slowness, their malfeasance, their apathy. Give them a price that they can't really live with, and then send them home. Let them consider the error of their ways. Put somebody in there that is, you know, that believes. The Constitution isn't some quaint thing. I was accused of being are you an originalist? I just looked at him and said, yeah. I believe they said what they meant. I mean, it's a very, the first tenor is a very simple set of rules. Very easy to live with. Not that hard to, run afoul against because they're so simple. But it's what I threw my hand up in the air and swore to protect. So there you go. Enjoy, Buttercup. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Is Lock and Load. Now, I'm going to point something out to you that I want you to carefully consider. Okay? And you know, I fully get what I'm saying when I tell you this. In the last election, we heard from the media all the time all of these things. We've heard from the media since the election all of these things regarding Trump. We heard from the media prior to it, it was going to be Clinton. Of course, all of those things turned out to be wrong. Now, we're hearing all these things about the Las Vegas shooting, which, of course, is pushing other things aside currently. It's pushing aside what's happening in Catalonia. It's pushing aside what happened this past weekend over in Chicago. In Chicago, every 4 weeks, we have a Las Vegas shooting. Every 4 weekends, we have a Las Vegas shooting in Chicago. And that's been going on for a while. So it's nothing new. It's nothing new. Chicago had more killings last year than the entire state of Nevada. One city had more killings. Nevada is actually a very safe state. So says Wayne Newton. We're hearing and digesting, in a lot of cases, everything the media is putting out from both sides. So I'm going to tell you the very best piece of advice, and this pertains to me as well. Now, the difference between me and the fake stream media is that I don't... As a matter of fact, it horrifies me, the thought of putting out wrong information. And occasionally I am wrong. The other day, as yesterday, I said Ryan pulled the SHARE Act. Because that came from a source that is normally fairly reliable. And everybody gets something wrong every now and again. I use Breitbart. I know A.W.R. Hawkins. I like him quite a bit. I don't think of them as a hate site or anything, but in this particular case, for whatever reason, they were wrong in that assertion. In order to pull it, it has to be scheduled for a vote. It has not been scheduled for a vote yet. When they say we don't know when we're going to get it on a vote, that doesn't mean anything. Ask them about anything else that's on the table. They can't tell you about that either. So when the media says it, when I say it, be dubious of that. Go look into it yourself. Don't quote the media. Go look at various sources. When I'm doing the hard part of doing a show for me is to make sure that I'm as correct as I can be. So if I find something that says A is right before B, then I'm looking in every book, every translation, trying to make sure if that's right. Because I have said things before that were wrong. And it horrified me to realize that. And it's, you know, to my credit, you know, at least I try to keep myself honest. I try to retract everything I get wrong. I try to correct that and make sure that you understand that I was wrong about that. Now, right now, the media is talking this and they're talking that, and they're giving all this press to Murphy and Clinton and all these other people, and they're not talking to Hudson. They're not talking to Duncan. They're not talking about Scalise and his shooting. That was horrific as well. Also, but that also proved one thing, too. There were people with guns there, people that knew how to use those weapons that stopped that shooting. Just like those four cops and that one private security guard when they got there as fast as they could. They ended that in 11 minutes. 32nd floor. They had to figure out where it was, and then they had, and then they went. And considering what they were facing, considering what it took to find where they had to go, and their response time, and what they managed to pull off, which was stopping and disrupting that shooting, that was as bad as that was. As the defense was about as good as it could get. Because that was a tactical nightmare. I don't know how you defend against something like that. I don't know how you prevent something like that. Although, if any of you are going to an open-air concert, go to AR-500 Armor and get you a backpack plate. And don't put it in. I mean, if they say, well, you can't have anything in the backpack, that's fine. You're not wearing the backpack to carry things. You're carrying the backpack for something like that. You have to go to an open-air concert because you got to look at everything tactically now. And I don't mind if you check me up on what I just told you. I don't mind if you ever, as a matter of fact, I don't ever take anything I say as 100% bona fide. If you have, and if I get it wrong, point it out. Please do. Point it out. Because I don't want to be wrong. I also don't want you guys to get too upset about what you're seeing. Politicians in Congress are lackadaisical. They are apathetic. They are slow. They are establishment. They think they are superior. We have to break them of that habit. It's not going to be overnight. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. In the next election, and then in the next election, and then in the next election, until they're gone. And then those that we replace them with, we will hammer them until they do what we want. And if we're not going to do that, then we're not going to succeed, unless we have to go to Plan B. I'm being asked, do I think we'll get these pro-gun legislation bills passed? I don't honestly know. If we don't get them passed, then they need to be filed immediately again. And we never stop, and we never quit, and we never give up, and we never let them have the win. They are used, the left is used to us caving. They're used to us caving in. They're used to us wanting to get along. I haven't got that in me anymore, and we need politicians up there that are in the same boat. Same mindset, not to have that conciliatory streak. I don't care if I don't know. I don't care if my politicians get along with each other at all. If they want to go to session with a cricket bat and start swinging, if somebody comes out at them, I'm good. I'll start a GoFundMe page to get him out of jail. We are in a fight for the Republic. Every time something like this happens, while we have other things happening equally as atrocious, like in Catalonia, that gets shoved to the side because in order for us to be going forward on the progressive agenda, we have to be disarmed. And if you want to be in single payer, which is a fancy way of spelling slavery, and then have your life completely wrested from you, then we sit back and we allow ourselves to be disarmed. And we've got to make the politicians understand that that's the way we feel. This is what we want. This is what we demand. They work for us. Period. Period. There is no gray area here. You represent us. That means we put you out front. We've told you what to go do. Now go and do it. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine. We'll get somebody that will. Because the other thing that we proved with this last election is money doesn't win elections. Footwork wins elections. Grassroots wins elections. And we can do that all day, every day. You guys can go out and spend all the big bucks you want. Ask Jeb Bush how well that worked for him. $125 million, not quite 4%. I think he got 2 delegates. Whoa. Hillary Clinton spent $1.3 billion to lose second time out. You guys did that. Don't think you can't continue to do it. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.